The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode. This week, e-commerce giant eBay and the U.S. Department of Justice signed a settlement for $59 million because of sales of pill presses on their platform. Part of the settlement, eBay admitted no wrongdoing. We've been raising the alarm about criminals using these machines to make deadly pills, from fake oxys that contain deadly fentanyl to fake ADHD meds that contain methamphetamine and even fake blood thinners with no blood thinner in them at all. But eBay itself doesn't buy, sell, or manufacture machines like this, so what's the deal? It turns out that the law says that anyone brokering an international transaction involving these machines has to verify buyers, keep records of the transaction, and report that transaction to authorities. The DOJ alleges people on eBay bought these machines from international sellers, and eBay didn't do any of the record-keeping requirements. This was surprising to us because we often look and we haven't seen pill presses for sale on eBay since this one we found in 2020. Turns out they banned their sale on the platform and implemented a broad compliance program. This is a signal to every e-commerce platform that if your users are selling pill presses on your platform to Americans, you may want to get out of that business unless you want the Department of Justice knocking on your door. We predict it's going to get harder to sell these things on any but the most notorious online marketplaces in the future. For PSM, we want to congratulate the federal agents and prosecutors at the Department of Justice that continue to chase every avenue counterfeiters are using to endanger Americans. We noticed that last year, they used Treasury sanctions against Chinese manufacturers of pill presses and pill molds, and the Customs and Border Protection continues to find these machines coming into the country and intercept them and seize them. To learn more about the problem of pill presses in America and to see our live map of pill press seizures, go to safemedicines.org and look at our news section on illegal pill presses.